This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, in New York today, some 27,000 retail professionals are gathered for the National Retail Federation's annual conference. Unlike the automakers, they are not reflecting on a pleasant 2012. Holiday sales were not so hot. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports on what's ahead for retailers.
The big question for retailers this year is how to deal with the growing ranks of smartphone customers, says the National Retail Federation's Susan Newman.
Now their computer's in their hand, and they're shopping on the computer while they're shopping in the real store.
Price comparisons and ordering the product from a competitor are just a click away.
So everybody's sort of looking in their rearview mirror to make sure that, you know, Amazon or Walmart's not coming at them.
Retail consultant and writer Kevin Koop says that price pressure creates another challenge.
How do I cut costs while at the same time being a more compelling shopping experience for the consumer?
And offer them something unique to buy, says innovation expert Lewis Foreman, one of the speakers at the conference.
You've got to come up with new and innovative products, products that you can't find everywhere, and really give the consumer a reason to go to their store.
Especially on the heels of a disappointing holiday shopping season. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.